Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Kuf Lamed Hey in Maseches Shabbos, the 197th daf in Shas. We pick up on the bottom line on Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, discussing the halachos of Mila being Doche Shabbos. Then the Gemara will speak about some of the halachos of Tumah V'Tahara that apply to a woman's Leida. Then we will have other halachos of Mila, of one's Avadim. And with that, Be'ezer Hashem, we will conclude the daf, also with discussing the halachos of a child. It's a halachic status right after birth, an infant after birth. And then Be'ezer Hashem go to the halacha from the daily daf. Tan Rabbanan, Araltem Arloso, Vadai Doche Es HaShabbos. The Pasuk says, Va'araltem Arloso. So only if it's a vadai that it's doche Shabbos. In other words, if there's any type of suffix that the Gemara will spell out, then that meal is not doche Shabbos. V'lo socha suffix doche es Shabbos. Arloso vadai doche es Shabbos. What's that coming to include? Exclude v'lo androgynous. If you have an androgynous is an individual who has both the signs of a male and the signs of a female, that is not doches Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, androgynous doches Shabbos va'onish karus. An androgynous, you would do an amila form. At the end of the day, he has an arla, and if he doesn't do mila, it's going to be punishable by karus. Arloso vaday doches Shabbos, and what's that coming to exclude? V'lo nolad bein hashmashos doches Shabbos. But if the child is born bein hashmashos, so then in such a case, the Mila is not Doche Shabbos. So between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, and this happens today, every once in a while, there will be, Be'ezer Hashem, a Jewish child born in a few hours during Bein HaShmashos, between Shkia and Tzeis HaKochavim, for Shabbos Parshas Truma, and that will mean that next week, Parshas Tetzaveh, they will not have a bris, even though a child that's born, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight and tomorrow of Parshas Truma will have a bris. God willing, they should be healthy on Parshas Tetzaveh. Arlosam vaday doches Shabbos. So it comes to teach you also something else. V'lo nolad kishehu mol doches Shabbos. And if the child is nolad mol, is born, already circumcised, that is not doches Shabbos. Why would you have to do a milah? At the end of the day, if a child is born without a foreskin, there should be no requirement. Because Beis Shammai says that there needs to be dam bris. The area of the foreskin should be pierced so that at least dam bris should come out. Beis Hillel says one does not need to do such a process. Rather, once a person doesn't have an RL, then there's no chiyuv of mila. Comes along Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and he qualifies what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were arguing about. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al nod kishumol shetzarech lahatif menu dam bris mipnei she'arla kivushahi. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree in the classic case where a child does not seem to have an arla, it doesn't mean that halachically they don't have an arla. They do have an arla. But the arla has been, if you will, pressed into the skin that it's not obvious anymore. And then in such a case, even Beis Hillel says, even though the arla, the foreskin, can no longer be removed, both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel, there's going to be a requirement of Tavis Dam Bris because the foreskin was just pressed into the lower skin. Alma Nechleku, so what is their machlokis? A very specific case. Al Gershin is Gar Kishu Mo. If you have a Gentile that converted, and the Gentile had once undergone a circumcision, that's when we have the machlokis between the two, whether there's a requirement of hatofas dam bris. Amar mar, v'lo safek doches ha-shabbos lasuye mai. According to Amar, there's another teaching. We had the opinions over here above of Reb Yehuda of what it was coming to exclude when we said a safek is not doches ha-shabbos. Mar taught us a different explanation. Lasuye hatar abanan ben shiva mechalin of es haShabbos uben ches ein mechalin alav es haShabbos. If we have a, in order to understand this part of the Gemara, we have to know the scientific reality that Chazal were under the impression of, emphasis impression, during that time, and that was that a child that was born in the seventh month was likely to live. In the eighth month, the child was not likely to live. And the ninth month, of course, would be likely to live. Therefore, if a child is born in the seventh month, the Rabbanan taught, Mechalin Oves HaShabbos. Uben Ches, but during the eighth month, Ein Mechalin Oves HaShabbos, because the child is definitely going to pass away, as was in those times. Safek Ben Zayin, Safek Ben Ches, but if it's a Safek, which month it was in, Ein Mechalov Es HaShabbos. Then, in such a case, you should not do Chilul Shabbos because of the Safek. Ben Shmoneh, if the child is 8 months old, so then the halacha would be that the Harehu Ke'evin, he's like a stone, V'asla Tatlo, and you're not allowed to move it because he's considered as good as dead. Aval Ima Shocho Min HaKaso Mipnei HaSakana. But the woman, the mother, can nurse it, not for the baby, because the baby is, in the time of Chazal, assumed definitely to, unfortunately, pass away. However, the mother, it's a sakana if she doesn't milk. She will become engorged. Period. Itmar. Rav Amar Halacha Kitanakama. Rav says that the opinion is like the Tanakama in regards to whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we had above 8 lines from the top, whether Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that there is a requirement of hatofas dam bris in the case of a child that's born mo'ul or not. Rav was of the opinion that we follow the opinion of Tanakama that Beis Hillel doesn't even require hatofas dam bris even when the child is born mo'ul. Ushmuel amar lach k'rav Shimon ben Elazar that Hillel agrees that the child requires hatofas dam bris when the child is not born mo'ul. However, the only time Beis Hillel holds, that there isn't a requirement, that is in an instance where it's a gerush and is gayer. The Gemara now continues with a story, which we're going to see, a tragic story, which we're going to see, the Gemara connects to the above discussion. Ravada Barava is Yalid Leahu Yanuka. Ravada Barava had a child born to him, Kishu Mol. And the child was Mol. Ahadre Atlesim Uli. He brought in 12 Moalim that were trying to do Mila on him, trying to find the foreskin and to cut it. Ad Shavya cross Shifra, until it caused him to be hurt in the process and to lose the power of the organ of the Aver. Omar, tastily, Ravada Barava gave, in pain, gave himself Musar, the Avri Adarav, that I violated the words of Rav. What does it mean that he violated the words of Rav? Rav had said that Beis Hillel do not require hatofas dam bris if the child is born mo'ul. So therefore, by trying to do the mila unsuccessfully, he was violating the words of Hillel, hence he was punished by injuring his child. Amalei Rav Nachman v'ad Shmuel lo avar. Are you saying that you Rav Ada bar Ava are only saying that you didn't violate the words of Rav? You even violated the words of Shmuel. Amar damar Shmuel b'chol. B'Shabbos mi amar. Maybe Shmuel just said that even Hillel requires hatofas dam bris. That's only during the week, but on Shabbos when he tried to do it. So then, I would be usher because in such a case, Hillel's only mechayev you as a safek, Rashi says. And of course, we've learned in our sugya that a safek is not docha Shabbos. Those were the first words on our amud. The lo safek docha es haShabbos. So ema damer Shmuel b'chol b'Shabbos mi amar. Answers the Gemara. Hu savar vade arlok vushahi. He considers the case of where a child is born mol as not a shaila of whether a safek of whether the arla has been pressed in, the foreskin has been pressed into the aver, and not visible but actually there, or that there is no arla at all. He holds that for sure there's an arla, it's just been pressed in. Deitmar, that was a discussion between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Rabbi, Amar Chashin and Shem Arlo Kvishahi. Rabbi says the reason we do a milah is because of a chash. If it would be only because of a chash, so then in such a case, on Shabbos, it wouldn't be done. Hence, you're right, when it comes to Shmuel, we would say that the milah should not be done on Shabbos. Rav Yosef, Amar Vade Arlo Kvishahi, that certainly the Arla is Kavush, and then in such a case, Shmuel would hold that the Mila should not be done. And if Rav Adar Bar Ava was tough on himself, it must have been that he was going according to Rav and not according to Shmuel. Period. Amar Rav Yosef, Minah Minala. Rav Yosef says, how do I know that we consider a child that's born circumcised, that we consider the foreskin as pressed in to the Aver itself, even though it's not visible? The Sanya Rabbi Eliezer Akfar Oimer, Loi Nechluku Beisham Beisilov, they don't disagree that a child that's born mole needs a hatafas dambris. There needs to be blood nevertheless removed from the aver. That they both agree. Machlokis is only what about Shabbos? But the machlokis revolves around whether a child that's born mole, whether you do the meal on Shabbos. What's behind that machlokis? L'chura. Lav mechal, Tana Kama, Sav mechal, Lav Asa Shabbos. It must be that the Tana Kama holds that according to everybody, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they would both say they're mechal a Shabbos. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer HaKfar was the one who introduced that Beis Hillel says that you wouldn't be mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer HaKfar, Tosis in the Ibrahim Aschel Mechlal explains, is coming on the heels of the Tana Kama. Now, the Gemara doesn't explain who the Tana Kama is. However, it's clear we're talking about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And if that's so, according to Tosis, if that's so, so then, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, lav michlal de Tanakama, the Tanakama being Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar we had above, sovar michal anavitz haShabbos, that he holds that you would be michal Shabbos. Hence, our assumption says, Rav Yosef, that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, everybody would say you would be michal Shabbos, and the reason for that is because the Arla is definitely there when the child is born mol, and for that reason, you're certainly Michal Shabbos. Asks the Gemara, if you're going to deduce that the Tana Kama of Shimon Lazar disagrees with Rav Lezer Akfar, you could deduce in one of two directions. One deduction would be to say that they disagree because they hold, even he disagrees, Rav Shimon Lazar disagrees because he holds that Beis Hillel feels, unlike Rav Lezer Akfar, that you're Michal as HaShabbos. And Rabbi Lezer Akfar claimed that according to Beis Hillel, you not be Michal Shabbos. Or there's another deduction. There could be another way Rabbi Shimon Elazar could argue with Rabbi Lezer Akfar. And that is to say that even according to Beis Shammai, you can't be Michal Shabbos. V'dilma Tana Kama, divrei akol, ein Michal in Kamer. Maybe he would say that everybody holds you not Michal. So then Rabbi Yosef, again, has no makar that we consider the child of Vadai Orel. Im Kain says, Rabbi Lezer Akfar, taima de Beis Shammai asa. Then you're going to have the Rabbi Lezer Akvar saying, no, I disagree that Beis Shammai holds you are Michal Shabbos. Would Rabbi Lezer Akvar, in nowadays, come to be Mavarer, the Shita of Beis Shammai? In some Sifrei Kabbalah, we say that Lost in Lovo we're going to pass on Beis Shammai, but we don't follow the opinion of Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Lezer Akvar coming to explain Beis Shammai, the Gemara feels, is difficult. Hence, it could very well be that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is a source for Rav Yosef to say that we view every child mole as a vadai arel, as an arel kavush, and both Beis Hillel Beis Shammai say that would be Michal Shabbos. Dilma says the Gemara, no, hachi kamer, lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel bedavar zeh. Maybe what Rabbi Eliezer Hakfar and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar are arguing about is after Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had said that everybody agrees that you're not Michal Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer Akfar came back and said, this is not the substance of the machlokis. Rather, the substance of the machlokis is about the weekday, Rashi explains, at the end of Dibra Maschil, Hochi Garsinu Mimai. And that is, during the week, do we have a requirement, according to Beis Hillel, for Mila? The Tanakhama had said Reb Shimon Elazar was assuming that during the week Beis Hillel does not require, certainly on Shabbos, but not only on Shabbos, during the week. And Reb Shimon Elazar comes along and says, no. Reb Elazar HaKfar comes along and says, no. During the week, there is a requirement. Only on Shabbos is there not. If that would be so, then of course, there wouldn't be a source that would say that there's a vadai orel of a child that's born mahul, according to Beis Hillel, neither according to Reb Shimon Elazar, nor according to Reb Eliezer HaKfar. Now the Gemara begins a new topic, and that is how to read the psukim in Parshas Kisazria. The Torah Kedosha tells us the halachos of a woman when she gives birth, that she becomes tameh, a different period of time for a boy and for a girl. And then the Torah mentions these halachos in the context of Mila as well. Let's introduce this Gemara with the beginning of Parshas Tazria. Vaydar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Darbo Bnei Yisrael Leimar, Isha Ki Sazria, V'yolda Zohar V'tama Shivas Yomim, Ki Mei Nidas Devosa Titma, according to simple reading of the Pasuk, she's Tame for 7 days after a Zohar. Uvayom Hashmini Imo Besar Loso, and there the Torah also says, on the 8th day, you should do the Mila. Says Rebbe Asi, 5 lines to the bottom, Kuflem and Heyam and Av. Lama Rebbe Asi, Kol She Imo Tmeya Leida, if the woman is Tamei Leida, Nimo L'Shmona, then the Mila is done after 8 days. V'chol She Ein Imo Tmeya Leida, Ein Nimo L'Shmona. There is a relationship, says Rebbe Asi, between the two halachos. When the woman becomes Tamei Isha, he says, Ria V'Tama, then Uvayom Hashmi, then the requirement of Mila on the 8th day. Shenemar Isha Ki says Riav Yolda Zachar V'Tamu Vayom Hashmi Imo B'Salaso. There is a relationship between the two. Rashi explains what the chiddush of Rebbe Asi is. Take a look at Rashi, 6 lines from the bottom. Kol Shinamo Tmeya Leida Kigon Yotze Dofen. What happens if there's a cesarean section? So then, in such a case, there isn't a requirement to do Mila on the 8th day. Or, for that matter, Nachris Sheyolda, a Gentile woman that gave birth, Ulamachan is Gaira, so then she didn't become Tameh, so Ein Beno Mamtin Shmona El Nimo Biyad, you don't wait 8 days. Amar Le Abaye, Doros Achronim Yachichu, the original generations will prove, She Ein Imo Tmeya Leida, V'Nimo L'Shmona, that there wasn't Tumas Leida, yet there was a bris after 8 days. What are the early generations? Explains Rashi. From Avram Avinu until Matan Torah, there was no halachos of Tumba. Tumba came along with the Kedusha of Kabbalah Zatayra, Vamevin Yavin, Kom Kudush Mechaver, Mechur of Yosem, Imenu, Vamevin Yavin. And then, but the mitzvah of Mila was already for 8 days. Amar Lei, so he said back to him, that's not a kasha. Rabasi responded to Abaye's kasha. Amalei nitna Torah v'nischatcha halacha. The Torah was given, and then the halacha changed, and it said that the two are interconnected. If you don't have Tumas Leida, then you don't have the chiyuv of Mila. Asks the Gemara, Aini, is that so? V'itmar, but then we learn, Yotzei Dofen, a Caesarean, Umishi Eishlo Shtei Aralos, and a child that has a double foreskin. Ravuna Rabbi Chia Barav. One of them had said that there's Chul Shabbos, and one said, you're not Mechal Shabbos. This is an important idea. And that is that if a child is born tonight through a C-section, in such a case, tonight is going to be Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Truma. On Parshas Tetzaveh, there will not be a bris. There will only be a bris for those children that are born without a C-section. So now, what do we see? We see that the halacha is that we don't always say Vayom Hashmini. Keep in mind that the Gemara earlier had darshan in the beginning of our perek when searching for the idea that Mila is doche Shabbos. The Gemara had mentioned Uvayom Hashmini is the source that Mila is Docha Shabbos on Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So we see that there are times that you don't have Vayom Hashmini, even though the mother is Tameh. Answers the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi el l'chalov es haShabbos. That's a separate discussion, whether there's Chilul Shabbos. And we paskin that there is no Chilul Shabbos on a C-section. Aval ishmona vaday mehalina bay. However, on the eighth day, there's still a requirement. So the Torah is not telling us that any time a woman is Tameh Tumas Leida, automatically the Mila will be Docha Shabbos. That is not true. However, when it comes to the din of Chilul Shabbos, so then when it comes to the din of the eighth day, so there the two are connected. If you have Tumas Leida, then you have the requirement of the eighth day. Aval Lishmona Vadim Elinimle. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, however, according to Rabbi Asi, you're going to be stuck. And therefore, to Rabbi Asi, ha baha talya. If the above is going to be a question on Rabbi Asi, we're going to say that the two are dependent on each other, and even the requirement to do Mila on the eighth day only exists if the mother becomes Tameh. The Gemara now suggests that a totally different Machlokes Tanoim is dependent on the same issue as well. The issue of whether Tumas Leida determines the requirement of Mila on the eighth day. Kitanoi. It's possible to have someone in your house who is born, that the Mila is done on the first day, and there's someone in your house who is born that the Mila is done on the eighth day. If you own an Eved that's born, then the Mila is done on the first day. How do we have that case? If a Jew buys a Gentile woman that was a shifcha who was pregnant, and then the shifcha gave birth, you wait 8 days. But if a man bought a shifcha after she had given birth, even if he bought her 2 minutes later after birth, zui miknas keser shni malecha, then you don't wait 8 days. V'yeshul bayi shni malishmona, and there are a child in one's house that's 8 day, keitzad, lokach shifcha, v'nis abra etzlo. If she conceives under his domain, the Yolda, and then gives birth. Then it's on the eighth day. Rav Chama Oimer, Yolda v'acha kachit bila, zeo yulid bayis shanim al echad. If she gave birth, and then afterwards, the child underwent the tefillah, so then in such a case, then the mila is on the first day. Hit bila, v'acha kach yolda, but what happens if the tefillah was done first, and then she gave birth? So then in such a case, it's like a regular Jewish child and it's after 8 days. There is a machlokis over here between Rav Chama and the Tanakhama. The Gemara fleshes out half of the machlokis. The Tanakhama, lo shanile, the Tanakhama disagrees with Rav Chama and says it doesn't make a difference whether you did the tevila on the mother before she gave birth or not. Lo shani le bein itzbila v'acha kach yolda, bein yolda v'acha kach itzbila. Davagad, the ein imo t'mei oleida, as long as she belongs to the Jewish master, nimo l'shmona. That's our line. That when it comes to t'mei oleida, you don't need t'mei oleida to require nimo l'shmona. However, Rav Chama is going to disagree. Rav Chama is going to hold that the halacha is that unless the mother is Tamei Leida, there won't be a requirement after 8 days. A brilliant tsushtel, as they say in Yiddish, a brilliant connection between the above fundamental question of how to read the psukim and a machlokis in regards to the status of a child of a shifcha's mila. Says the Gemara, In terms of analyzing this machlokis, I don't understand the Tanakhama. Bishlem Rabbi Chamish Kachasel Yid Bayis Nimo LeEchod. I have a case of Yilid Bayis that's on the first day. Yilid Bayis Nimo LeChas. Then I've got that case. Because I've got before, if the child was born before the mother's tefillah or after. Miknas Kesen Nimo LeEchod, Miknas Kesen Nimo LeChas, Yoldavacha Kachet Bila, Zo Yilid Bayis, Shenimo LeAcharat Bila. Nimol for Ches, as we just mentioned, is that if the mother gave birth, and then afterwards was the tefillah. Zeh yilid bayis shenimol echad. Hit bila v'achek kach yolda. If she did tefillah and afterwards gave birth, zeh yilid bayis shenimol ches. What's miknas kesef? Miknas kesef is nimol shmona. The child gets mila after 8 days. In a case of a shifcha who was acquired through money, kegain shelokach shifcha meuberes, he bought a pregnant shifcha. Vid bila and tefila was done. Vacher kach yolda, and then she gave birth. What's miknas kesef nimal echad? Kegain shelokach ze shifcha vize ubra. In a case of where he bought a pregnant shifcha, however, there was a partnership. One was going to own the shifcha. One person was buying the shifcha, and the other was buying the fetus. So then that would be a case of nimal le'echad, because there isn't no parallel, explains Rashi throughout, starting from Dibay Maslo Yeshil Bayis. There's no parallel between the birth of this child to a shifcha and the birth of a Jewish child. This is based on the idea, Rashi explains, Uben Shmonas Yamim Yimol Lachem. And the time that you're going to have Mila on the child of a Shifcha is if it's Dome Lilachem. And here the Gemara claims that since the Shifcha is owned by someone else, it's no longer Dome to a child being born in a Jewish house. So there you go. We have all instances of the four categories of the Braisa. Elo l'tanakama, that works according to Rav Chama. However, according to the Tanakama, Bishle Mekulu Mishkachaslu, we'll understand all instances. However, one, Elo Yilid Bayis Nimo L'Echad Heichi Mishkachaslu. How will we have a Yilid Bayis that is born in his house, but the Mila is done on the first day? Why? How would you have such a thing? If we're going to say that the Yom Hashmini is not dependent on Tumas Leida, so then in such a case, even the instance that Rav Chama explained that it would be Nimol Le'echad, so then that doesn't apply to the case, the opinion of the Tanakhama. Let's look back at what was the case of Nimol Le'echad according to Rav Chama. Rav Chama had told us, let's look up in the Gemara. Rav Chama had said, Nimo le'echad was the following instance. He said, Yoldav achakachid bila, if there was a leida, and she didn't have tvila that turned her into a Jewish status, and therefore she doesn't have tumas nida, then of course we had mentioned the two go hand in hand according to Rav Chama, and that's why we said, Zeu Yilid Bayis Shenim Alechad. But according to the Tanakhama that we said disagrees, how will he ever have Nimal Le'echad? Even if the Tvila was done afterwards, nevertheless, it is a Yilid Bayis, it was born entirely to the owner of the Shifcha, and it should be Lishmona. Rabbi Yirmiya says we have to construct the following case. Belokeach Shifcha Lu'ubara. We're talking about an instance where an individual bought a maidservant, particularly for the fetus. Explains Rashi that in such a case, even if you buy it from another Jew, it's no longer domui lechem, as we mentioned earlier. And then, in such an instance, even the Tanakhama would agree that the mila has to be done only on the first day, not on the eighth day, because no longer Doma Lechem. Says the Gemara, that's true if you don't have a kinyan in the Shifcha by buying the Ubar. That's a big machlokis in Bava Basra on Daf Kuf Lamed Vavam Beis and Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Asking Gemara, Hani Chlamad Amar Kinyan Peiros Lavke Kinyan Aguf, that when you kone the fruits, you're not kone the original source. So that applies both for fruits and a tree, as well as for an ubar and its mother. If you say Kinyan Peiros Lavke Kinyan Aguf Dami, so then in such an instance, you're right, you didn't acquire the mother, and therefore, in no way is it doma lelachem. In no way is it doma to a Jewish birth, because the mother is clearly just as part of the house as the child. So then you've acquired a little bit of the mother. My ika lememar. What will be your case in which you'll have yilid nimo from the bias that's only biyom echad? Talking about it when he acquired a shivcha without the intention to, with and even the condition that she wouldn't undergo tevila, so she no longer resembles the Jewish mother, and since she no longer, because she's not a Jewish mother, because she doesn't have tevila, so then in such an instance, the child is not considered a yelid bias. Tanya Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, Kol Shisha Lamid Yom, Ba'adam Eino Nefel. If the child lasts 30 days, and we have no longer a concern that the child is a nefel, that means destined to fall. Shenemar upiduyav mi ben chodesh tifte. That the mitzvah of pinyan ben is after a month old. The Gemara is mentioning these halachos right now because now we have an opportunity to review the beginning of today's daf. On Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, we discussed that Mila would not be done on a child that is born in the eighth month because the child in the eighth month is a nefel, is going to die. So says the Gemara, if a infant lasts and lives more than 30 days, it exits its state of nefel, and the halacha is that we wait for Pinyan HaBen 30 days for that exact reason. Bezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf will continue analyzing this topic. Here we stop for daf kuf lamid hei, in the Pshat and the Gemara Rashi. And now we go on to the Halacha section. Bezos Hashem Yisparech, our Halacha topic for today is Mila on Shabbos following an induced labor. There is a fascinating letter that was written in the edition of Hapardes from the year 5732. That is almost now 40 years ago, by one of the Poskei Hador, Rav Henkin, which raises a fascinating question that emerges from our daf. We learned in our Gemara on Kuf Lamed Hei Amid Aleph that there is an amazing Gzeres HaKosov that Chazal understand and test the scope of it going on to Amid Beis of the relationship between Isha Kisazria, when a woman becomes pregnant and then gives birth, she becomes Tame Shivas Yamim. Uvayom Ashmini, the pasuk continues, Yimal Basar Lasso. And the Gemara discusses that in many instances, there isn't a halacha of standard Mila if what preceded it was a birth that didn't have Tumas Leda. And the Gemara tests the scope of it, this in many instances. Halacha Lamaisa, we do not assume that just because there isn't Tumas Leda, for example, in the case of a Caesarean section, that there isn't a mitzvah to circumcise the child on their eighth day. There is. However, the Gemara clearly states that Shabbos is not violated. We do not say uvayom ashmini yimo besar loso if it was a C-section and there wasn't Tumas Leda. So if you will, part of the Gemara's argument is accepted and part of the Gemara's argument is not. So halacha number one, as we emphasized when we learned the daf, is we follow that yotze dofen. If there is a C-section in such a case, there is no Mila on Shabbos. Rav Henkin raised the following question. What happened if it's no longer a normal form of birth, like a Yotzei Dofen, that there wasn't the natural progression of birth? What is another example of an unnatural progression? Let's give the expression that you often hear in the birthing wards of the hospital. Pit. What is pit? Pit is a form of medicine. I only know this because, Baruch Hashem, I'm a zochet to be a father of four children, and I've heard the ups and downs of my holy wife's labor. Pit is Pitocin. Pitocin is a form of medication that is given to, and the doctors out there can, I'm sure, explain why, what is the physiological effect of Pitocin, but it speeds up the process of birth, and that is one of the ways labor is induced. If that's so, could that also, Rev Henkin raises, introduce the idea that it is an unnatural form of birth, just like a Yotzei Dofen? And therefore, maybe it would, just like a Yotzei Dofen, we say, doesn't qualify as Isha Kisa, as we have a Yolda, and the Mila should not be done on Shabbos. So too, if the birth is hastened, the same would apply. This might be, it was very cryptic, Rav Henkin's language as quoted by one of my Rabbeim from Yeshiva, Rabbi Bleich, on page 142 in volume 1 of Contemporary Halachic Problems. However, he quotes from a fantastic Mechaber Sefer, a prolific writer on the Halachos of Mila, whose Sefer I have called Sefer HaBris, Rev Purintinsky, who rejects Rav Henkin's Chshashos and points out that there's a big difference between a Yotzei Dofen and induced labor. And the difference between the two is the following. A Yotzei Dofen, clearly the Mishnayos already in Taharos tell us that the halacha is that she does not have regular Tumas Leda. In other words, the reason why it's considered an abnormal birth is specifically because the woman does not become tummy. We have never encountered a posek that would say that induced labor does not make the woman tameya. If that would be so, the rule of our Gemara would still apply. And that is that once there is tumas leda, so then in such a case, by definition, the mila would be doche Shabbos. And for this reason, the minhag of Klal Yisrael has always been to continue doing brisos on Shabbos, even in instances where labor was induced. There are two important points. One that we already said halacha from the daily daf about 4 or 5 days ago, and that is, we mentioned that there is something else today that almost didn't exist at the time that Rabbi Bleich was writing this article in the first volume of Contemporary Halachic Problems, which I turned to the front, which was written in 1977. That is about the time the first IVF procedure was done. Now, Baruch Hashem, in vitro fertilization is extremely common, and we pointed out in Halacha from the Daily Daf in the past that, about 5 or 6 days ago, that Rabbeinu Hananel in Megillah, Chagiga on Daf Tezayin Amid Aleph says that the halacha is that we view conception that didn't take place through normal intercourse as being, for example, if sperm went into the woman through a bath, as being a Maisa Nisim. And he says, Beferish, that the woman does not have Tumas Leda. Doesn't qualify as Isha Kisazria. The same would apply, I so quoted, in the name of Rav Yashiv today, in regards to in vitro fertilization. So then, in such an instance, parents who are going through fertility procedures should be aware. Be'ezer Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant every couple with healthy children. But they should be aware that Be'ezer Hashem, when they're zocha to have a child, if it's in the 1 of 7 chance that the child is born on Shabbos and the bris should be done on Shabbos, then an excuse could be given that to postpone the bris until Sunday, the bris should not be done on Shabbos. Finally, if we mention induced labor in Perek Bamem Adlikin, we have an interesting expression in the Mishnah that many are familiar with, and Rav Moshe Feinstein had an opinion that people should be aware of, even though most do not follow it lahalacha. Rav Moshe, like Rav Henkin, was concerned about induced labor. Rav Henkin was concerned about induced labor that maybe it takes us out of the status of Isha Kisazria. It seems that's what his concern is. Or possibly there's one other which we'll state in a moment. But Rav Moshe had another concern of induced labor. Rav Moshe said the Mishnah Bamem Adlikin that we're going to say tonight on Shabbos Kodesh, according to those who have the custom, say Bamem Adlikin, Al Shola Shaveros Nashim Mezos Bishas Leidosan Al She'enon Zihira Benida Bechalu Badlokas Hanir. Rav Moshe says that the time of birth is a time of sakana, and we've learned those halachos in our Masechta a few dafim ago, and that is that if a woman is giving birth, she's considered in a state of sakana, and mechalulin aleihas haShabbos. Rav Moshe says you're never allowed to be memaher the sakana, to bring a sakana closer. So therefore, Rav Moshe was not into inducing labor for that reason. I did not hear from my Rabbeim this approach. In fact, I asked Rav Nevensal whether that needs to be followed, and he said it does not. He did tell me why he disagreed with Rav Moshe, and I don't, without looking back at my notes, I don't recall why my great Rebbe said that one does not need to follow it. But at the end of the day, the Minig Yisrael is not to look at it this way, even though it seems from the Mishnah, Rav Moshe had argued that it's a Zman of Sakana, and clearly Mechalel es HaShabbos because of the state of Pikuach Nefesh. One could be Mechalik between Pikuach Nefesh and Sakana Vamevin Yavin, and that's another point about induced labor. Finally, Rav Henkin, his other concern might be that at the end of the day, if the labor is induced, maybe what will happen is labor would be induced to produce a child that wasn't a child that is healthy. And we mentioned that a child that is not healthy, and God forbid a nepho, in such a case it would be an Issur d'oraisa to do mila on such a child. If that's Rav Henkin's concern, it's clear that there are other ways, Rav Bleich points out, to check the viability of the child, even according to halacha. And we, in our experience, we do not see that induced labor encourages the fatality or has a higher risk rate, a significantly higher risk rate in the cases of normal and healthy pregnancies to the health of the child, although being under good doctor's care is extremely, extremely important. And therefore, the Minig Yisrael on the topic that we began with is to do Mila on a Shabbos, even if the child was born from an induced labor. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes a halacha topic from Daf Kuf Lamed Hei.